now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Erin Archer. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been left temporarily lost for words during a press conference in which he was asked for his reaction to the growing civil unrest in the US. Mr. Trudeau says the situation in America is an opportunity for his own country to realise and address systemic racism. However, before those statements, he was asked to comment on US President Donald Trump's threat to use military force on protesters. He avoided referencing Mr. Trump directly and finally spoke following a long 20-second pause.
We all watch in horror and consternation what's going on in the United States. It is a time to pull people together, but it is a time to listen.
The New South Wales Police Minister says the incident on Monday that resulted in the violent arrest of an Indigenous teenager was not unprovoked. Police are investigating after the 16-year-old was taken to hospital with minor injuries following his arrest in a park in Inner Sydney. The teenager's legs had been kicked out from beneath him, with a confrontation filmed and put on social media. The arrest comes as Australian capital cities join the Black Lives Matter movement, highlighting police brutality against Indigenous people. But Police Minister David Elliott says the situations are not comparable.
I think the important message here is that Sydney is not Minnesota, and the situation that we had 2 days ago in Sydney was not unprovoked. The response from the police was not unprovoked.
The New South Wales government is facing a public sector revolt after its controversial pay freeze was shot down in Parliament. Nurses and midwives yesterday rallied outside of State Parliament, and paramedics have already begun industrial action, including refusing to take payment for ambulance trips. They're angry over government plans to scrap a proposed 2.5% public sector pay rise. The Premier Gladys Berejiklian told the ABC the proposed freeze will help manage the transition back to a post-COVID-19 economy.
None of us could have foreshadowed horrific bushfire seasons, storms, deep drought and a pandemic. And that's why we do need to take decisions which are not decisions we would usually take. They're not decisions that we're happy to take. They're decisions we have to take. We're thinking and looking to the future because literally by the end of the year, I shudder to think how many people in New South Wales will be without a job.
200,000 jobs in the charities sector could be lost if the government's welfare program JobKeeper ends in October as scheduled. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Charities are pleading with the government to extend support payments and loan deferral programs to stay afloat. In a report released today, Social Ventures Australia and the Centre for Social Impact predict carnage in an industry that is feeling more pressure than ever to help increasing numbers of struggling Australians. Charities and not-for-profits have been hit hard by COVID-19 as donations dry up and volunteers drop off because of social distancing restrictions. The government has flagged it is open to extending JobKeeper, but only for certain sectors. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
And briefly, Energy Minister Angus Taylor has finalised a deal to store key reserves of fuel for use in a national emergency. Mr. Taylor signed the agreement in Canberra this morning. The deal allows Australia to lease space in the US to store oil that can be drawn from during an emergency or domestic supply shortage.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 16 degrees, looking towards a top of 19 today. Sunny, lovely sunny out there. Wind southwest, 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, reaching 30 to 50 kilometres near the coast in the afternoon and early evening, so keep your hats on there. The sun will set at 5:05 this evening. Looking for the rest of the week. Thursday, mostly sunny, 7 to 17. Friday, sunny, 3 to 18, or cold one. Saturday, a bit warmer, 5 to 18 and sunny. And Sunday, possible shower, 5 to 17. Quick look at the traffic.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Castle Hill, Old Northern Road, approaching Cecil Avenue. We've got a car breakdown. It started earlier today. 1 and 4 northbound lanes closed. It's the right turn lane. So if you're going up to Castle Hill, just be aware you might be delayed a bit there. It's 5 minutes past 10. You're on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Good morning, Mario.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Darren, to you. How was your morning so far?
Oh, it's a great morning.
I can see you. Nice way suit up.
It's, well, I chose the right tie for the right voice.
Oh, okay. What? That's a good one, eh? So what the weather says, it's going to be cooler, but it's going to be warmer.
It's going to be sunny, but it's going to get down to very cold on Friday.
I do have a question for you. Why the cold events in Humpy Day? Hump day, humpy, hump, 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 hump day.
Over the hump, like the hump. Up the hill.
Okay.
Up so. Alpe d'Huez. You've ridden the 20 switchbacks or whatever, and then you're coasting down for the rest of the week.
Okay. So happy hump day. It's a Wednesday, 3rd of June, 2020, and with Darren and Mario in the studio. And, you know, thank you to all listeners on Live 90.5. Thank you to all sponsors, and thank you to all of you globally who tune in on Live 90.5 Listening Business Insights with Mario. And as I like to say, every few weeks, you know, every few days, couple some words, you know, it's very important. Before introducing our guest, I like to say that this show, Business Insights with Mario, hosts people who truly can be inspiration, mentors, and most importantly, help you to be successful in every part of your life. You know, I always like try to avoid talking about my personal experience, and we all have the personal story. We all have the some experiences which are not beautiful. And I'm grateful that the moment in my life when, which clearly, in, you know, put me on a path of success, I would say. One day I needed to sell the stuff to survive the weekend, so like I went to the cash converters and sold. The last thing I could sell from my home before, you know, total collapse was a Thomas the Tank engine, Darren. And, you know, Mateo was like 4 years old and screaming, you know, I mean, Saturday morning. But the point it is, I didn't know how to do the business. I knew it operational, how to create results, but I didn't know how to run the business. I didn't know the numbers. I didn't understood. So from zero to million, you know, come very quickly, but then the big, big hit. Saying that this show is not about me. It's about those humans in studio with me and you. And I'm grateful I have a Darren who is making this show very, very professional and, you know, many other things. But with me in studio today is someone you can find inspiration, energy, and the reason to do more with your business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm grateful to and very happy and privileged to introduce you, our guest in studio. But Darren, should we take the music first, or we're going to say, like, let's go take the music?
Yeah, let's have a break first.
You listen,
hey, Mario.
Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest coming soon. Did you like it?
Good.
Yeah, of course. Like, I don't prepare.
Alive 90.5. About it, just move your body, listen to the music, sing oh hey, oh, just move those left feet, go ahead, get crazy, anyone can do it, sing oh hey, oh, show the world you got that fire. I feel better when I'm dancing, yeah, yeah. Better when I'm dancing, yeah, yeah. And we can do this together. I bet you feel better when you're dancing, yeah, yeah. Ow. When you finally let go and you slay that solo, 'cause you listen to the music. Say, oh, hey, oh, 'cause
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. With the swim season nearly here, I'd like to stress the importance of proper maintenance and care to maximise your enjoyment. Our expert pool technicians can help you make sure of the right pool quality, cleaning methods and equipment, filter maintenance, cost-effective pool chemicals and more. See full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 New Line Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just how you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
It's 12 minutes past 10 on Alive 90.5, and you're on Business Insights with Mario.
Yay!
Take it away.
Well, thank you, darling, very much. And once again, good morning to all listeners in Sydney, Australia and globally. And thank you for tuning in on Alive 90.5 FM on our website. And on my little, how would you call this, you know, the speech, you know, motivational speech. There is no obstacles you can't overcome. And most importantly, being successful, happy, happy, wealthy. And, you know, Darren and I always trying not to give you, but to try to interview people here in the studio who are happy to share the tips, insights, and most importantly, ideas, how to be more successful, how to be more happier. Today with us in studio, it is truly unique person from financial background who is going to guide us how to make more money, but truly make more money. Wayne Wonders, welcome to studio.
Thank you, Mario. Darren.
How are you, Wayne?
Very good. Glad to be here.
Yeah. What do you think about weather?
Beautiful day.
Oh my God! What's wrong with you people? It's cold outside. Like I was just like this morning. I was like,
You just need to be a lounge lizard, sit in the sun for a bit, and you know why it's a nice day.
But can I tell you something? There's something very interesting. Matteo, my boy, you know, he's Aussie, oi, right? He's in singlet, you know what I mean? I know, putting the winter jacket. And he said, like, what's wrong with you? He says to me, Dad, it's not cold. I'm like, come. Well, that was not funny, but enough
of
that.
Boy steel, hey?
Yeah, I think the hormones doing the thing, you know what I mean? That's what I think.
But you got to remember, this is winter.
Well, look.
It's a beautiful winter's day.
Tragedy is, I come from Croatia where the winters was 25 degrees below, and I hate it, you know what I mean? It's like, it's Armageddon, 3 o'clock afternoon, 3 p.m., it's a sunset, you know what I mean? It's dark, you know what I mean? 7 o'clock next day, it's like never comes, you know, the warm weather. But enough about weather. Wayne, how was your morning so far?
It's been very good, thank you.
Yeah? Did you prepare yourself for the interview?
Of course I did.
Do you know we have the 765 questions for you today, and you better answer all of them?
Well, I'm sure I'll be able to.
Yeah, so for our listeners...
I'm just wondering, what's the pass mark?
Well, we'll determine this later. That's true. So Wayne Wonders, yeah?
Yeah.
It's an interesting surname.
Wonders as in walkabout.
Okay. You're creating the wonders for the people. So for our listeners, who is the Wayne?
So... I'm Sydney born and bred, lived here all of my life, apart from a couple of years living and working in the UK. I'm a qualified chartered accountant. I've been that for about 35 years. About the last 20 or so years, I've been what I call an outsourced chief financial officer, or a CFO, working with small, medium businesses in Australia who can't afford someone like me full time to give them the financial skills to manage and grow their business successfully.
Okay, I do have the question for you, which is, you know, bursting out of me. I know how important it's to know the numbers and, you know, some type of accounting, but I heard that the most boring job it is being an accountant. Is it true?
I don't agree with that one. There's two parts of being to the process, right? The first part is someone's got to do the books, pay the bills, pay the suppliers. And, you know, that's not something I do. What I do is I work with the business owners to understand their business, and you get in. And because I work with many different businesses, I'm doing different things sometimes every hour, every day. And you're learning and teaching them and helping them grow their business. So it's not boring at all. Like, I wouldn't have done this for 20 years.
Okay.
If it was boring, I would have gone and done something else.
So tell me, why would you going to be accountant in the first place? Was that like a child's dream, or is it something you wanted to do? Or did you watch some expiring show, you know what I mean, or a white collar crime or something like this?
I suppose probably the easiest way to think about it is I'm very logical, analytical, process-driven thinker, and the accounting type topics or that sort of stuff fits into me. Like like my wife's the opposite of me. She's the designer in our family. She's a jewelry designer. She creates stuff. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But what I can do is I can take a problem, I can look at it analytically, I can solve it and work out what to do, and I can look at it a different way to a lot of people and give a solution to a business owner.
So before we came on air, Wayne, you're talking about how you had a motorhome, which is a pride and joy. Can you share a bit more about that and how you bring in your skills, say, to a holiday, and how you actually relax or not relax? How does that work for you?
Okay, so my motorhome's a four-wheel drive motorhome.
Excellent.
So it goes everywhere and anywhere, although for the last 2 months it's been parked on my driveway going nowhere. I'm hopefully going away this weekend in it again. But I've got that set up that I can work anywhere in Australia. I've got a satellite connected through to that. I've been in the middle of the Simpson Desert working, doing stuff. So I can basically travel anywhere in Australia. Like, I've worked from home for 20 years, and I don't call it work. I work from anywhere, really. And the beauty of the motorhome is it's four-wheel drive. It goes anywhere in Australia pretty much. And I can work anywhere in Australia. I can set up and work, which means I can, take time. Like a month ago, I was supposed to be in Tasmania. I was still going to be working while I was in Tasmania. I could just set up the system and work for a couple of hours a day and do what I needed to do.
So what's your favourite work from home four-wheel drive place in Australia?
Oh, it's got to be sitting on the beach anywhere in Australia. Like, you can't... To be honest, you can't beat a good Australian beach just sitting there on a sunny day.
Do you fish?
No, I don't fish. Just sit, swim. I've got a stand-up paddleboard that fits in the truck.
Ah, very good.
So yes. We just go and enjoy it. But the other side of it is we also love the red dirt of the Red Centre. We love going into the Central Australia. We've done a lot of trips in there.
Darren, are you planning soon to...
Oh, I'm just trying to put things together. Now, my next question is, what satellite do I need, and does it ever fail on you?
This is because I'm going to send you many emails and call Darren.
That's right.
What buttons I press it or
something. Yeah, exactly.
Well, look, I truly believe that, accounting, it is a truly how to say, art, because for one different reason. What most of people forgetting, and what I learned in Intelligence Academy when I was in US, and this lady, she comes and, she says, many things. Amongst those things she said, Darren, we are programmed, the humans are programmed. We like working in binary code. And I was like, what is binary code? I didn't know what binary code it is. But what she tried to explain, whatever we do in our life, we do in the numbers. Would you agree on this? Like, we sleep hours, we eat, how many times, take a spoon, the fork, how many times we walk, everything is a number.
Yeah.
So everything is predictable.
And I would add to that, there's a binary code of fear and joy. So is this thing going to...
Okay.
Am I anxious about it, or am I joyful?
Interesting.
Yeah, that comes into it as well, my mind. Yeah.
Interesting, that's what it is. But, that's what
Wayne's joyful when he sits on the beach, no doubt.
Well, he just loved to be on the beach, full stop. We all like it.
That's right.
But what possessed you to go now in the middle of the winter recreation vehicle, right?
Four-wheel drive,
sorry.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to Central Australia, you don't want to be there in the middle of our summer. It is too hot. So it can be 40, 50 degrees in the middle of Australia. The same about as going up to the top of Australia like Darwin. You go there in summer, it's hot and it's rainy. So you want to go there in the dry season, or you go to Central Australia in, yes, it's a bit colder, but I prefer to be in 20 to 25 degrees than be in 40 to 45 degree temperature.
20 to 25 degrees is not the winter. It's some countries. But look, that was our guest, Wayne Wonders, and we'll take a short break. You're listening on Live 90.5. We'll come back after some music. And Wayne, relax.
Thank you. go on, far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you go on.
Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. InsightIntelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
It's 26 minutes past 10 on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario, and 16.5 degrees, getting warmer as we speak, and a lovely sunny day out there. And nice and warm in the studio with Wayne, who's talking everything about satellite dishes on his four-wheel drive. But
not just we know that Wayne wonders. Yeah, I guess in our studio offer for free ride 7 days in his way. So, Darren, can I ask you a question? Satellite dish, you know, I mean, you're a technology man, so this is your art. How the satellite dish actually communicate, you know, I mean, like, you know, if you're in the desert in your vehicle, is this really like connected with a dish somewhere in
yeah,
the space?
Or it all comes back to mathematics and the parabola.
Okay, can you
now
just
getting
say
real technical on you there, but I know Wayne's going to know all about that. But you think about the shape of a satellite dish, you might just think it's like a bowl.
Okay.
It's a special bowl, and so everything that hits it gets focused to the point where the actual antenna is, and so that's basically satellite technology for you. Simple as that.
So Wayne, did you have any issues with the satellite when you'd be in the middle of the desert?
Well, our satellite's not actually a dish; is not a bowl. It's actually an antenna, like a phone antenna. So you've actually got a point. You got to find where the satellite is and actually point the antenna at where you're going. So you've got to sit there with a unit, and you got to start fiddling around till you get the signal strength right. So
I'm just shocked with that.
I'm just thinking, a CFO or a person who helps as a CFO sometimes had deadlines. Is there any time you were at a deadline but you couldn't align the satellite?
No, it always, like the first couple of times trying it, you get a bit hard. But once you know what you're doing, you get it up, set it up. You get a set, and the beauty about that system is it actually runs off your mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the dish is sitting somewhere. Your mobile phone becomes your Wi-Fi or your satellite hotspot, like you do when you're doing it with your phone normally on a Wi-Fi unit, and you have your laptop sitting there. So I could have the satellite dish.
How long are you doing the accountancy?
Doing this stuff.
How long are you doing these numbers?
Over 35 years.
Okay, 20 years ago, no satellite dish, no technology you have today. How did you done then?
See, like when I first started 20 years ago, I struggled to work remotely. What I used to do back then is I'd go into a client's premise, I'd download all of their stuff, I'd go away, do stuff, then come back and do it and give it back to them. Whereas today, I'll give an example. A couple of years ago, we did a trip up to Darwin.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there in Darwin, downloading off the internet the books and records of my client, sitting there doing my reports, uploading them back up onto the web. Then I'm sitting there having a telephone conversation with the CEO in Sydney, the chairman in South Australia, and we're having a conversation about their business. And I'm sitting in the back of Darwin doing all of this. And just
that's very interesting, yeah.
That's a good life.
It is a good life, you know what I mean? But, you know, this is realistic thing. But when you see on the YouTube, you know, before the COVID-19, you know, there was a lot of commercials about entrepreneurs, you know what I mean? And I was being struck with the one commercial. It's a girl, literally girl, she's sitting in the pool in a bikini, and she types on a laptop with cocktail, and she says, you know, working from the pool, for the leisure of my own home, I make $100,000 per year. And I like, you know, first of all, like, I don't want to ask what type of business it is, but then she, you know, continued marketing and everything else. It's like, you can't make $100,000 working from the pool with a cocktail. It doesn't make a sense. But now, seeing how technology actually developed, and now the COVID actually translated that, you know, office work to the homework, it is actually feasible to do, you know, means a lot of things remotely.
Yeah, it's easy and easy. Like, I've got a client, for example, that's a telecommunications company.
Yeah.
When COVID hit, they had to shut down their office.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their call center system can work remotely. So all of their call center operators packed up, went home, connected up to the internet, and they ran their call center seamlessly. As compared to other people, other people in Australia have call centers in the Philippines, for example. The Philippines got smashed with COVID as well, and they couldn't go to work. So there's a lot of people who've had their call centers down because of they couldn't physically work. Their staff couldn't work from home because their software didn't help it.
So a question for you, Wayne. So over the last 20 years, digital disruption has helped you to do people's jobs much easier in their figures and finance. Now we've had this pandemic disruption. How do you see that is going to change how you or your clients work? You gave us an example of the call center. Are there other examples where we're going to fundamentally change how we do business on the other side of the pandemic?
Yes and no. Like, one of the things I try to talk to some of my clients about is it's all well and good for you to send your staff home to work from home at the moment, but I reckon there's thousands and thousands of businesses in Australia who are breaching the Work Health and Safety Act.
Interesting.
Because their staff are sitting at home. Like, I saw it yesterday or last night, the ING ad that talks about people working at home. There's a woman working at home sitting on a lounge room couch with her laptop on the coffee table. That's not allowed under Work Health and Safety.
No, it is not. But that's a good point. Please continue.
So what will happen going forward is that some people will work from home and continue to do so. Some people can't work from home because they don't have the appropriate settings. They need to go in. You can't work off your kitchen table. Mm-hmm. You can't work off a bench. You may not even be able to. Your flatmate may be working for someone else where you don't want the trade secrets to get crossed out because they're all talking at home. So going forward, people will look at what they're doing. There'll be people who want to work in the office. You're starting to see now, in my personal views, people are getting fatigued from working at home. There's no sense of camaraderie. The whole culture of a lot of businesses is being smashed right now. Like, could you imagine being a new employee going into a job and you meet no one and you're just sitting at the end of a computer screen? How do you know these people?
Funny.
How do you learn what they like? How do you work out what to do?
I was watching last night the episode of Billions, and the whole system shut down the computers, and somebody says, like, well, to pick up the phone and talk to that person, right, you know what I mean? And one of the, the gigs there, he says, like, I don't know who's on the other side of the screen. I just see the name. That's interesting. But what you said is very important. Working from home, it will hurt Australia badly. Reason for this is I just finished my thesis on clean desk policy, but data and everything else for my university. And we'll talk about content intelligence cycle, how it's being applied. But, you know, I can see a lot of data actually leaked out more than anything else. And when I'm talking about data now, I'm seeing printouts being printed home from the company service, you know, the strategic plans or the numbers, you know, I mean, the whatever you want to call them, you know, but it's a data which is, it's just confidential. And I'm seeing now that some clients are occurring the losses, and they don't know how they're occurring the losses. And working from home, as much as it's a good for the short period of time, as you say, the most important thing is we're losing that, we disconnect ourselves from the people. And that's going to be harder to connect now, to patch. Mm. And I think that's actually decreasing productivity. So Wayne, tell me something before we take the break. What is the biggest problem for any startup business you saw in your career?
The biggest problem for every business is cash flow.
Okay.
And cash flow is the end result of a whole lot of different things that happen or don't happen in a business. It's all about, you know, today's, you know, economy drives it all home. All of these businesses that was forced to shut down overnight, mm-hmm. the only way they can continue to survive is they've got the cash. The same with a startup. Have you got the cash to do it? And sometimes cash is a different problem to what you think. I've seen startups that have lots and lots of cash. Someone's thrown lots of money at them. And because it's a somewhat unrestricted resource to them, they actually overspend and spend it too quickly, whereas other startups with less cash spend their money more wisely. So there's two sides to the cash problem. One is you don't have enough, or one is you have too much and you don't spend it properly. But it always comes back to cash, because as they say, there's a saying out there that goes, cash is king. Mm. You know, revenue is insanity. You know, cash is king. People go out there chasing revenue, particularly startups. They all want to get their revenue. But at the end of the day, if they don't get cash, they don't survive. So all of the problems around business all ultimately end up in, do you have cash in the bank to pay
bills?
So
we need to rob the bank before Darren and I start in our business. That's our plan. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Darren Online. 90.5, we'll take a short break, and our guest, Wayne Wonder, is going to explain more how to have a successful business, how to run a successful business. Yes.
By the way. Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
You're listening to the sound of Alive 90.5.
It's 20 minutes to 11 on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and we're very happy
we are dancing. I'd like to say, studio. Tanya, thank you for stimulating me to more dance, to instigating this. Welcome, Jacob. Welcome, Daniel. Welcome, Jane. All other guests online on Instagram. As our guest said today, when wonders cash is a king, revenue is an incentive, but we're still looking what the profit it's equal to, what it meaning. And the business startups and everything else consists from many elements. However, even you consider make it your idea, putting a trajectory to success, there is a guest in our studio who's going to help to assist you by sharing his insights and his tips. What is required for you to be a successful startup business and your ideas become the life? So when we spoke about, you know, the business startups, you know, they have the much more money, some of them, but they always spend. Some of them have the less money, but they underspend, but they're successful. Is that what I understood, or?
Yeah, think about it this way. Think about cash being the oxygen that runs your business.
Yeah.
If you don't have oxygen, you can't breathe, so you die.
Yeah.
So you need cash.
Mm.
Now, think about it the other way. We breathe a certain percentage of oxygen each time we take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
If we actually put too much oxygen in our system, we can actually kill ourselves. So you can over-oxygenate your body and die. So,
true.
Right. That's so basically you can put too much cash into a business and you spend too much and you don't spend it properly and you can put your business out the back door that way, or you can not get enough oxygen in your system and die that way. So the trick is to make sure on your business you've got enough and sufficient cash to do what you want to do to fund what you need to do.
Okay, this is such a good predicament because I never heard such a thing. You know what I mean? That having too much cash could kill your business. You've done great analogy, oxygen in your body and the cash. So before I start the business, for the sake of the conversation today, Darren and I want to start up our new business. Let's just say, I don't know, podcast, right? You know what I mean? Darren and Mario podcast. And how do we know how much money we need not to overkill the business? Or how much money it's enough to start business successfully because we don't have enough cash? With little to create more. So, okay. Here we go. Good task for you. All listeners, Wayne Wonders, your private CFO, thanks to Line 90.5 Business Yesterday. Mario is going to give you that tip. How to have a successful business with less cash on how much cash you need. Wayne, it's all yours.
How much cash you need is always an interesting question. And that's the bit where most business owners struggle with. Most business owners are really good at, you know, creating the business, like the podcast. But how do they turn that around to work out how much cash they do? What is their projected revenue stream? You know, when are they going to get cash coming in the door? And how much is it going to cost them to actually, if you're going to produce podcasts, how much is it going to cost you? Do you have to buy the equipment? Do you have to do this? What do you need to do through the whole process? So that's where someone like I go in with a lot of business. I've worked with lots of startups, lots of cash flow forecasts and projections for them so that they can sit down and say, how much money do we really need? I worked with a business a little while ago where we sat down and did a cash flow forecast and we went, this model doesn't work. There's no way that anyone's going to invest in this business because the rate of return is not good enough. So that was
the outcome. That's interesting, yeah.
So that was the outcome. So we then went back to them and said, okay, this is not going to work. How can we do this differently? Can we get more revenue? can we get a different cost structure? And what we ended up doing is they went back and talked to their suppliers and went, okay, let's not get the gold solution to deliver this. Let's get the bronze solution to start with. Let's recut the numbers. And we looked at it and go, okay, now you're actually going to make money and get a return. Now we've got a business that is actually viable. Whereas if they hadn't have done that work, they would have set it all up. The two guys setting the business up would have committed themselves to a whole lot of money and then later on gone, hang on a sec, I'm never going to make money out of this. So that's...
Interesting. What do you mean they sit with you and they say, like, okay, we're not making money by investing a lot of money?
Well, see, they were starting to go into commitment. So they were going to do... they were entering into contracts to get certain things to be part of their business.
Yeah.
And they were looking at projecting revenue. So, and they're about to sign contracts and go, hang on a sec, we can't sign this contract because it's not going to work. We're going to end up out of pocket personally liable ourselves because, like every business owner who said was rushing and running to try and get things done.
So would you agree there's a good saying, the master of the sky, Richard Branson, says, I think you're going to know this one. He said, and many, many entrepreneurs use that quote, if you've been offered a job, you don't know how to do it, you do it, you learn later. Would you agree with that one?
Yeah.
Yeah? So why these guys didn't then, continue sign the contract and be a little bit out of the pocket?
Well, because what they did was they actually had the smarts to get someone like me involved to go through the numbers and go, hang on a sec, let's see what it looks like. No, it doesn't make sense under this. And, like, right, unfortunately, that business at the moment is on hold because it got slammed by COVID, so it stopped. But they at least did the analysis and said, okay, this business model doesn't work, but if we change the way we deliver the product, change the cost base for that product, and we change how much we're charging for that product and how we charge for that. Like, for example, you're talking about a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, do you charge it as a one-off fee? They get a year's thing for it. Do you charge them a monthly fee?
As I said, Darren and I, we are passionate about this. We want to have the podcast. Yeah. We have two mics, whatever we need. Darren, he knows. As I said, some smaller, but we have no money, but we want to make money. Yeah. And we invested into the technology. And then you come across, you say to us, guys, you need more cash or, you should now running the sales or marketing or how these things work, actually?
Well, it comes back, once again, I'll use the same business again. What we did was I said, okay, then, one of the avenues of getting revenue for you was getting some sponsorship and some advertising on there, what they were trying to launch.
Yeah.
So, okay, then, go away and talk to some people that are who are potentially interested in, and see how much they're prepared to pay for. And, like, these guys were doing something with live sport. They're about to stream some international live sport into Australia that's not available here on live sport, on live streaming.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's your cost base and this thing. Let's go and see who out there is interested in sponsoring that sport within Australia. Have they got a demand there for someone to say, so maybe you can get more sponsorship revenue, which offsets some of your costs. So basically threw up in front of them going, okay, then, who do we need to talk to try and make sure that we can justify this? And if we're going to get, we're going to show this live sport in Australia, is someone prepared to sponsor this hour broadcast and how much are they prepared to pay for it? So it's about how they can get different revenue streams and making them realise that if they don't go and look at all of that stuff, they may be shortchanging themselves. So
interesting. I have the story for you. Where was Australia Day? 26th of January was Australia Day, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, moving forward, I was in Singapore for the training with a big client, and I was sitting there on a pool afternoon, and there was a gentleman next to me. As you mentioned before, they love to work for... people love to work from the leisure in the pool, right? And he opened a laptop, and I see big four letters, And, it's a big financial risk auditor company globally. And there was projections for the next quarter and everything else. And the COVID just started. And he tried to convince me, how finances works and everything else. And I think myself, this COVID doesn't smell nice, That projections will not be good, They project the first quarter is going to be, whoa! And as you said before, COVID actually killed this.
Yeah.
Now, why the business needs people like you rather than the very, very large companies is because you take that personal touch. That's a difference.
Yeah, I think, to me, I've got a different mindset to a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
I've developed my own process and rules. And one of the things I find is that a lot of people take For example, if you set up a business and you, let's say you put in zero as your accounting system, people take the chart of accounts out of zero that starts at A for accountancy fee and ends up at W for wages and just chuck stuff in the ledger. I've got a philosophy that that's wrong. My philosophy is that you have to make more money from your clients than it costs you to get them. So you need to understand how much it costs you to get a client. You need to understand how much it costs you to keep a client, and you need to understand how much money you
make
from...
Is that possible to count?
Yeah, very, very easy.
Are you going to share this with us? Well, that's going to be...
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, you're listening Business Insights with Mario on Live 90.5, and our guest Wayne Wonders is going to be squeezed and teased, and we're going to take all the information that I know out of him. You're listening live 90.5 FM.
This hit that ice cold Michelle fights for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
I called the police and the fireman. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
I'm bad about that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night will be in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign a check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we're gonna show up. Smoother than a fresh jaw Skippy.
Too hot.
Hot damn.
I called the police and the fireman. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
See my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot.
Hot damn.
I'm a bad about that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night will be in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Let me tell you a little something. Uptown funky world. Uptown funky world. Uptown funky world. Uptown funky world. I say uptown funky world. I say uptown funky world. Uptown funky world. I say uptown funky world. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you're sexy, then flown it. If you freak, yeah, then own it. Don't worry about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you're sexy, then flown it. What is that?
an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5. Broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
I couldn't see, I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw you, I couldn't believe it. You took my heart, I couldn't retrieve it. Said to myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt.
You can have anything that you desire. Magic.
on Alive 90.5. Here's the